Welcome back. We are talking with Professor Jacqueline Murray, and she is just, this is awesome. I love this. She's talking about where Christmas came from, and we were on the other side of the break talking about how the Romans celebrated on December 25th, the solstice, not on the 21st. And so I'm sorry to cut you off, but keep going. This is good stuff.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, so Christianity developed inside the Roman Empire, and so they absorb a lot of the Roman traditions and practices. And as well, it was thought that if they celebrated the birth of Jesus on December 25th, it was a way of gradually co-opting Saturnalia, which was kind of a wild party, and Christianizing it as the faith was spreading in the first four centuries of this common era. And so there was a kind of coalescing of all these different factors, the solstice, Saturnalia, the birth of Jesus. They're all kind of coming together at roughly the same time, and then they settle on December 25th.
That's crazy.
Probably because of the importance of the Romans.
Sure. And, you know, it's interesting where you talk to people that are kind of, you know, that understand some that, you know, Christian traditions are not necessarily Christian traditions. And in Christian fashion, they like to take things and make it their own. But they say, oh, this is pagan. This is pagan. What is that? What are they talking about? Are they right? Are they wrong?
Well, some aspects have roots in pre-Christian belief systems. Pagan, by the way, was just the Latin word for country dweller, because country dwellers did not, they weren't there in the cities hearing the sermons and the lectures and being converted to Christianity as quickly. So their traditional beliefs lasted longer than they did in city dwellers. So Christianity's great success, really, was as it moved and expanded, it incorporated aspects of traditional society. So if villagers in this one, you know, place in rural France said that this was a magical creek belonging to the goddess of somebody or other, then the Christian said, oh, that must be a Virgin Mary's creek. And, you know, they just kind of slowly introduce these ideas and take beliefs. And that's part of even where we get possibly the Christmas tree.
Okay.
St. Boniface going through Germany trying to convert people, and he finds the holy oak tree, the tree of Thor, and he sees these pagan people about to sacrifice a child at the, this is all probably made up.
Okay. It's like, oh my God.
And and he grabs an axe and he chops down the tree, and in its place, an evergreen tree grows. And so that becomes an important symbol. The evergreen tree replaces the oak tree.
It's you know, it's fascinating to me. This is a sidebar. How many things, you know, we learned in the Catholic Church of, oh, well, the Christmas tree, it's evergreen. It symbolizes that God's love for us is evergreen, like something like that, you know. And then hearing why. Or hearing, well, we eat fish on Fridays because, you know, that's just we're fasting and all that. And it's like, no, BS. The fish industry had a really good lobbyist, you know.
Well, it's true that Fridays were a fast day, so they weren't supposed to eat meat. That was a church rule. But I'll tell you, the evergreens go right back to the Druids and people who would bring evergreen boughs into their house, because it did symbolize a kind of endurance as a way of making it through this dark period of December. And similarly, mistletoe was brought in because it was considered a fertility symbol and safety. And people hung holly wreaths well before we started doing this in Western Christianity, because they thought the prickles would protect the house. Because during this period of darkness, it was a time when all kinds of evil things could be at work, because it was so dark you couldn't see. And believe me, none of us living now understand what it is to be in a world in which there is no ambient light whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
Pitch blackness.
That's terrifying.
And people are nervous. Yeah. And so they think that there's these sprites and things that are out that, if not actually evil, could be mischievous, and you want to keep them out of the house. So you put a holly wreath in the hope that that'll keep them away. And if it doesn't, they'll get caught on the little spikes of the holly.
that's crazy.
So protective. All those things were protective.
Yeah, that's a really good point, is that I think with so much of history, and even and we talk about this on the show all the time, of you know, political beliefs and all of that, if you don't put yourself in the shoes of those folks, going outside when there's no light and having the light and the darkness just increase, but that's a terrifying thing. We're talking with Dr. Jacqueline Murray. We got one more segment with her. We're going to talk a little bit about, just like she said, how are these things impacting us today? Stick around. The Rational Revolution, we'll be right back.